Deciding between getting your degree or building your career? Do both at Defiance College. Earn your degree while gaining real-world experience that sets you apart with their career readiness program, Jacket Journey. Apply today at defiance.edu.
Oh, hey, guys. It's me, Lance. Just finishing a conversation with my wife. I gave her the bad news the other day that Prime Social was opening up literally right down the street from us and that I had a new place to go. I'll just make excuses up and say, oh, I'm just going to have lunch at Prime Social. Oh, I'm just going to have a cocktail at Prime Social with my buddy Sean. Oh, I'm just going to go play a couple of hands of cards. She'll be like, what? Yeah, that's right. 20 poker tables, 29 big screen TVs, chess, backgammon, dominoes. They got it all. This is going to be the finest poker establishment you're going to find in the city of Houston. And here's something else. This weekend on Saturday and then again on Sunday, $20,000 poker tournament, $10,000 guaranteed to first place. This is a great chance for you to go experience the finest poker room in the entire city of Houston. It's safe, it's relaxing, and it is really, really nice with a great menu as well. Free food and refreshments are being served all weekend. They've got free complimentary valet. Do not miss it. 7801 Westheimer between Dunvale and Hillcroft. It used to be a really nice restaurant, and the space now is beautiful, and it's full of felt and card tables, so it got even more beautiful. Poker the way that you want to play it. A nice atmosphere with $20,000 tournaments on Saturday and Sunday. Get in this weekend. It opens tonight, so go tonight at Prime Social.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein. I get my pregnant, I'm going to be a better you. Prophecies
that I made way back in the veil. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. And we're going to get Raheel in here in about an hour on ESPN 97.5. So stay with us. We got a lot to do. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Big Country wants to get in here. Let's get him in. He's been waiting. So let's get Big Country in. What do you say, Big Country?
I just have a little comment. What's the guy's name that said that he don't believe Clemens?
That was me.
Steroid?
That was me.
That'd be John.
All right. But you believe everybody else took it?
Well, I mean, there's so... Yeah, I mean, did you read the book about Barry Bonds? Yeah, I believe that. Hell, you know, there's so much evidence about so many guys.
But it's a lot of evidence about Clemens too.
No, there's so one.
How are you in denial?
There's one guy
that didn't take it, but everybody else did.
There's one guy that had some issues with Roger Clemens, his ex-trainer.
Who cares? Everybody else have issues with everybody.
No,
the
not really.
Toronto Blue Jays. Seasons,
come
John?
On, man.
I mean,
let's be
crazy.
Realistic about this. You sound kind of culturally biased about your comments.
This is racial.
Because you believe that. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying that's how you sound.
Oh, because it's racial.
You said that Big Poppy. You made a comment about Big Poppy and Barry Bonds. But
well, I also made
America
a comment about Mark
Clemens.
Mark McGuire
in America that Clemens took. Steroids.
Yeah, I also I also made a comment about Mark McGuire, and I know Jose Canseco, and I know Sammy Sosa. They're all white. Okay.
No. Sammy's not, John.
Sammy Sosa's white, huh?
Have you seen Sammy Sosa?
His nickname, the Thriller. No, but for real, Big Country, have you seen Sammy Sosa?
Yes.
It's kind of crazy.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Have I seen him lately?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's white.
No, not lately.
That's why. That's why John called him white.
That's
what,
yeah.
Because you got to see Sammy. You will trip if you see Sammy. Look, wow. Here's the deal. John, I know that you've seen Roger in social circles.
Oh, yeah, I know Roger.
Circles, right?
I know Roger.
So, look, I mean, the bottom line is for me that he played in the steroid era. His Toronto seasons were off the chart. Like, That just didn't make any sense. My mind tells me Luis Gonzalez was never popped for anything, but he had 50 home runs Arizona.
Okay, so wait a minute. When Randy Johnson came over here, did you see his stats in Seattle? And then he came over here and he was 11-1.
Yeah, but I saw him at Seattle too. He wanted it. That's like Justin.
No, and I saw Roger Clemens, but you didn't see Roger Clemens in Boston.
But here's the thing: Roger got heavier in Boston. He was ineffective. He got to Toronto. He was a big workout guy. And this is in the middle when we didn't know about we were too naive.
Now, wait, you saw the body changes with Barry Bonds. Yeah. You saw Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco. Yeah. You know what, Roger Clemens, what I saw, I didn't see a guy. He was in shape. Wait a minute. He was in shape, so you're telling me that means he did steroids?
No, I'm saying that he played in a steroid era, and his production for the Toronto Blue Jays came nowhere close to matching what he was.
Wait a minute. Okay, let's talk about Jim Thome then. He played in the steroid era. Why is nobody saying anything about Jim Thome? He was a giant, barrel-chested dude that hit 600 home runs.
Oh, I think it's definitely possible. We also don't talk about Jeff Bagwell in this city.
Well, right.
Jeff Bagwell didn't used to look that way when he came up, and we don't sit and have hours and hours of conversations about Jeff Bagwell.
Wait a minute now. Okay, so there you have it. Jeff Bagwell, accused, and everybody has their suspicions and everything else. Jeff Bagwell, Hall of Famer, denied using steroids, Hall of Famer, yet everyone with all the whispers about Jeff Bagwell, yet he gets voted in. How is that, and Roger Clemens doesn't?
Well, because Rogers went much further. It wasn't just one guy talking. I mean, there was a lot more at that time. There was a lot more smoke than that. And it played out in a court of public opinion. Some of the stuff Roger said didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. It didn't. It was like it didn't pass the sniff test, for one. Jeff Bagwell never. He wasn't on the Mitchell report, right? Not that I recall. He never was on any reports. He never tested positive, and yet, I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb. I was dumb at one time. I was naive. I didn't believe anyone was using steroids. I thought, why would they use steroids? Blah blah blah. I mean, that was a while back. And just now I realize, man, I got taken for a ride. Brady Anderson probably corked his bat. These balls are juiced. They've juiced the balls. Like, okay. They've all juiced the balls.
Listen.
And now you still have players. And now John Singleton gets hit for another 100-game suspension.
Well, that's weed. That dude doesn't care enough.
That's true. Why'd I even mention John Singleton?
Stop. No. Listen, I know. Everybody. Are you kidding, John? Really, John? Really? Listen, I have talked to Roger about this. I have talked to his doctor about this. You can all think I'm naive, and maybe y'all think I'm racist. Okay. All right, I got the racist. Yeah. I got the race card played on me. Okay, that's fine. I don't. You
I
know what?
Culturally biased comments,
I
John.
I understand that it is not the popular opinion. Everybody put him in steroid prison. Okay, that's fine. I'm not putting him in steroid. He didn't test positive. He went up against Congress. There's no evidence other than the one dude that had an axe to grind with him. I'm sorry. I'm not. Everybody can, and you can call me naive, or you can call me racist.
I'm going to call you racist. Okay. Let's review a statement.
Here's what looks suspicious to me. Roger fires in a 21-7 record with a 2.05 ERA at the age of 34, when his previous best season had been in 1990, 7 years earlier. And then the very next year, he wins 20 games with Toronto again. By the way, the first time he'd gone 20 games back to back since his third and fourth years in the league. He was 265. His strikeouts were higher than his innings pitched, which was the first time that had happened It was the first time it had happened since 1988. His strikeouts were more than innings pitched 9 years later. That just doesn't make statistical sense. And what you're saying with Thome, hey, look, as far as I'm concerned, anyone who is mashing home runs like that, I mean, that's unfortunate, but we have to consider. I had somebody tell me one time, why do you guys think Biggio didn't use? Just because he didn't hit 50 home runs, it's not going to hit everybody the same exact way. And I'm like, if you ever say anything about Craig Biggio again, sir, you will get stabbed
apparently
right in your
you
neck
said,
when you sleep.
Well, wait a minute. Apparently, you just said it again. You used Bagwell, and now you're using Thome, and we have to – well, no, we're not, because they got elected into the Hall of Fame. We're not suspicious of them. We just say, okay, it's 600 home runs.
Oh, I think fewer people care. Now, here's the thing. Fewer people care. Like, Dell, do you care? So my old producer, Michael, he's 20, what is it, 6, 27? He said, I honestly don't care about steroids. If the guys want to use. I think there's a younger generation and definitely younger voters, and I would say voters in their 30s and maybe even early 40s. Look, 50, 60, 70, those guys are never going to put a steroid guy in. But I think a lot of the voters – as you get younger voters, John, I don't think it's going to matter as much. And that's why I think a lot of people believe.
Well,
and also time heals all wounds.
Yeah, no. But Lance, with the Tomei thing, it's never even been brought up. It's never even. That's
you
never.
Just put him on roids.
Well, no. I said, why is he not? But Bagwell, there's suspicion. But you know what? Let's vote him in.
Look, John just pulled up Jim Tomei because he wanted to throw off the whole I'm a racist when it comes to baseball. I need to think of a white guy who could possibly be doing juice.
And then he said other white guys like Jose Canseco.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Sammy Sosa.
Those aren't white guys.
Dude, Sammy Sosa was a genius move, though. He just went, big country didn't know what he's like, what? Sammy Sosa, like, yeah, trust me, that was a good
one.
He
looks more like Pepto-Bismol now than he does a white guy.
Sammy.
Yeah, he really does. He's
just
pink. He's pink. He's so white.
Sammy.
All right. He's albino.
What has happened?
All right, let's talk about, you know what?
Oh,
what he
this
needs.
Is a this is an interesting.
Speaking
segue,
of steroids,
no, but it does help you get your energy level back. Look, testosterone is produced naturally in the body, and it also can go out naturally in the body. It can happen genetically, for example. And I ended up getting tested. The providers over at Men's T Clinic said, well, you know, we know you're always fatigued and all that. That's one of the signs. Being fatigued is one of the signs of low testosterone. I'm like, yeah, but I don't get a lot of sleep. I've always got caffeine crashes. I'm working a ton of hours. And they said, well, let's check it out. And my number was really low. I was very, very surprised. And they said, look, here are the different symptoms: fatigue, your drive, your libido, your inability to convert lean muscle to or belly fat to lean muscle mass, your workout stuff. They went down a whole list, and I said, well, I don't check a lot of those. They said, you don't have to check a lot of those. Some people will check a lot, and some people won't. But the bottom line is, we can get you treated. The very first treatment, 3 days later, big boost of energy. It took 2 to 3 months before I started really seeing differences in body type where my walking and some of the light lifting I was doing was making a huge, huge difference. And you'll get that testosterone level back to normal where it should be, and you will convert lean your belly fat to lean muscle mass. You will get through those workouts. It can improve your libido. It does give you better energy. Go to MensTClinic.com or call 713-568-1175. 713-568-1175. Locations at I-10 in Durham. Location at 290 in Barker Cypress. And brand new location opening in Pearland at Shadow Creek Ranch and 288 MensTClinic.com.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. And on ESPN 97.5.com. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
819 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? We got a Patriot fan who wants to talk to Lance. And talk about the big game. What do you say, Patriot fan?
Zerline.
Yeah.
Yeah. This your number one Patriot fan. What's going on, baby?
Oh, Derek.
Yes, sir. What's up, baby?
What's going on, D?
Man, look, I didn't do the whole last call thing and the whole, oh, we're going to miss you because a player like you cannot stay down for long, baby. I'm glad you where you at right now. You sound good on the radio. I know you're
not
doing your thing. But you sound good, baby. I knew you'd land on your feet. So, once again, we're there, okay? Once again,
Patriots,
I'm having the biggest
fans.
Super Bowl party ever. Oh. Okay, once again, but check this out, though, Lance. I want to ask you. I didn't talk to you in a minute. I want to ask you personally, who you think going to win, bro?
Patriots.
Okay, thank
I think
you,
you're
Lance.
I think you're going to get to annoy the Houston Airways for another year because your Patriots are going to win.
I appreciate it, baby. I appreciate it so much. Hey, man, look. This was another grueling year for the squad.
take nothing from Philadelphia. I take nothing from, you know, the whole, you know, their movement. They're with a backup quarterback. You know, they have a very good defense. They seem to move the ball relatively well, especially in the playoffs. These last couple of weeks, they moved it relatively well. Minnesota wasn't, you know, was more talk and more hype and more streaky than anything, but you can't depend on that with Philadelphia. They had something base, which was a defense that carried them through the playoffs. But now they're running into the juggernaut, the greatest of all time. It's a difference when you're playing Cleveland or when you're playing, Rudy Tootie Jets or whatever, to when you're playing the greatest of all time when you're playing the picture. And I'm going to tell you something. This one here, Lance, mark my words, this one here won't even be close. I'm thinking 41.
Your words are marked, Derek. Your words are officially marked.
Derek doesn't think that it's going to be close.
Derek the Patriot.
Derek the Patriot fan thinks the Patriots are going to win. Yeah. Okay. We got marked that. Lance, write
marked.
It down.
It's officially marked. Do you know that I was talking to somebody who was at the Philadelphia Eagles game. I don't know if he was there with league office or what. I don't know what it was. He was telling a story last night. He's a Patriot fan, too. It's my buddy John Pollard, who's, you know, a big Patriot fan. He said, I'm sorry, he was at the, this guy was at the Eagles game. And the, because we were talking about Eagles fans versus Patriots fans. It's going to be the most dangerous Super Bowl ever.
Mm-hmm.
He said that one of the guys who was, I think with his company, Zebra Technology, was at the game, the Philadelphia Eagles-Minnesota game. And he said it was extremely disturbing to see what Eagles fans were doing. He said Eagles fans got so tired of beating the piss out of Vikings fans in the stands that they started taking their shirts off and fighting each other. They just were like getting bored with beating up Minnesota that they just started fighting in the stands out of boredom from beating up the other fans. And I was like, what? And he goes, and the guy didn't really, he's like, he wasn't really amused or like, wow, that was crazy. He just got really disturbed. Like, there are people like this. Like, this is our society now. And it's like, no, this is just Philadelphia. It's always been like this. It's not, you know, we've got it pretty much quartered off to Philadelphia and San Francisco 49ers fans and Raiders fans. For now, the, you know, it's quarantined. And some Boston fans. But he also made this comment. Boston fan is not the push, like, you get in my face, I get in your face, you push my chest, I push your chest. Boston fan is, you say something, I swing and hit you. He said, so the fights are going to happen instantaneously at the Super Bowl in the streets between Eagles fans and and it was literally just a conversation like, yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of fights and a lot of blood. I wonder if weapons are going to be used. And one of the guys who was at dinner with us last night, he was from Australia. He was talking about, you know, if soccer hooligans, they like to travel with weapons. And I was like, are we even talking about the game? We're just talking about how the fans are going to travel to fight.
Well, dude, do you want to be in Minnesota for this?
No.
And oh, by the way,
I have no desire.
And oh, by the way, it's like Minnesota is behind, is in the castle, and they're just shooting arrows, fire arrows, out at the war, because they can't wait for Philly fan to come, and they've got plans to be throwing full beers at all the Philly fans they can possibly hit.
What's that fight? What was it called? Blackwater? No, the Tyrion Lannister, where they all knew they were coming, and then Tyrion had the plan to blow the whole thing up.
Del's not listening to the show. He's on some porn site. Okay,
I don't watch porn here.
You know?
What was that fight where Tyrion got his face cut? Where, what was that called?
The Battle of the Blackwater?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically what this is, where you know one horde is coming in and the other horde is getting their frozen, you know, frozen pennies ready and socks, and they're loading up their beer cans and putting it in freezers.
And they've got
like,
that green.
This can do maximum damage.
That green stuff in the water, and they're going to blow them up all the boats. Yeah,
but it's like lighter fluid.
Yeah, but then it's like the Unsullied are on the side and they're just shooting stuff at them. Okay,
so who's
and not even part of the war. Okay.
Well, who's this fight between? Is it between?
It's between Eagles and Patriots.
I feel like the Eagle fans are Dothraki, and the Patriots are the Lannisters.
Okay.
I feel like that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's pretty good.
You got Jaime Lannister, a.k.a. Tom Brady, out there.
With one hand,
With one hand. Yeah, the glove. Yeah,
he's got his
glove. Tywin Lannister is Bill Belichick. Robert Kraft gets to be
Tywin. Not who's Tyrion though. That little boy, that ball boy for Cleveland.
Danny Amendola.
You think he's Tyrion Lannister?
No, because Tyrion's not inside the family anymore, so it can't be somebody who actually plays. And I definitely think the Dothraki, it's not even the Unsullied. It's just, they're either Wildlings or the Dothraki are the Eagles.
Well, they're more the Wildlings, I think.
Are they more Wildlings? Okay, that's fine. Raiders fans are Dothraki.
Yeah.
Get them all in there for a big fight. Like, isn't this going to happen maybe where everyone starts fighting at some point where they bring in all the characters of Game of Thrones to start fighting each other? Do it at the Super Bowl, and we'll do it in ice-cold temperatures. I would watch it. Like, I would pay money to see that.
Oh, no. This is going to be – honestly, if I'm Minnesota, I'm like, wow, Philly coming to Boston
terrified.
Coming to our city. The only terrified. Good thing is that it's so cold out that, you know, they're north of the wall, so – you can't possibly. I mean, it's going to be so hard to actually, you know, hurt somebody.
Oh, it's wall. No, it's going to be Mall of America. It's just going to be a bloodbath. I'll meet you at the mall.
That's true.
Fights in the Mall of America, the food court, just blood and honey and, you know, teriyaki chicken just all over the place. Orange chicken. They're trying to give away samples and like. You know, bodies are flying over the counter and they're grabbing orange chicken by the handful, just jamming it in their mouth, the Wildling Eagle fans. It's going to be great. I would pay, like, to watch a pay-per-view version. I don't want to be anywhere near there, obviously. I think it'd be great if they just dropped some Dodger fans in there, too. And what the hell are Dodger fans doing in here? Oh, they're dangerous, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're putting them in the mix, also.
Flinging Sbarro pizzas like they're discs at each other.
Yeah.
You know?
What in the hell is this? They're running up on Cheesesteak Charlie's. Eagles fans like, this is terrible. You don't even have Wit Whiz. Yeah, I know. It's just a.
No.
Yeah, there's no Cheese
it's
Whiz
Minnesota.
Here.
It's soda. We don't
this
have.
It's just a cheesesteak place run by people who aren't from Philly. Trust me.
All right, 827 ESPN 97.5
7 3 7 8 0 3 7 7 6.
Apparently, Derek, a Patriot fan, wasn't very popular on Twitter, but who is?
People have never been big fans of Derek. I'm
no,
tell you that
no,
right now.
Apparently not. Time to talk about your car deal, dude.
Yeah, so Craig DeCerf, you know, they've got Jose Altuve is a big believer in Gulf Coast Buick Chevy GMC. He went and got his pickup truck there, and then he signed the overhead dash, the little visor, and then they sold it like in just a matter of seconds. People wanted to get their hands on what Jose Altuve was driving. They've got some really, really cool cars and pickup trucks and SUVs there. You can go to LanceZCars.com and you can see for yourself, LanceZCars.com, and you can see for yourself. But I want to tell you about something. They have a very special offer until the end of January. Right now, until the end of this month, you can get $11,000 off MSRP on the all-new Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab Texas Edition with GM Financial Financing. So what I'm talking about here is a sweet pickup truck, the Crew Cab 1500 Silverado Texas Edition, which takes it to another notch. And that's $11,000 off MSRP right now when you go at the GM Financial Financing. Go for yourself and take a look at the sweet pickup truck. They also have GMC Sierras. They've got the Yukons, the Suburbans, the Chevy Cruze, the Buick Enclaves. I don't care what kind of vehicle you want, what kind of features you want. They have it right there in Angleton at Gulf Coast Buick Chevy GMC. For more information, go to LanceZCars.com and check them out for yourself.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm going to your poker place. It opens tonight. Is he throwing up again?
No, I'm right here.
Oh. I'm going to your poker.
Get out of here.
I'm going to your poker place. It opens tonight.
Are you going?
Yeah, I can't. I can't go tonight, but I'm going to go this weekend. Wendy's going to Louisiana, so.
Well, let's go play cards.
Let's go play cards. When are you getting back?
I'm getting back tonight. So
what a great trip! You actually made a practice.
No, I went to all yesterday. You know what? I was too ashamed of my walking boot, so I tried to do it without a walking boot yesterday, which was dumb. My foot's all swollen to hell now. But I was taking too much crap from everybody. What, like, if it wasn't like, what happened to you? And then, like, what can I say? I tripped on a curb and tried to steady myself, but I couldn't. So I fell down and tore two ligaments in my foot.
Look, I mean, that's not the truth, obviously. I'm sure every scout knows since they were there watching.
No, only four of them saw, but somehow everybody knows. Like, man, where's your boot? That's what they were telling me yesterday. Must have been 70 people must have noticed me with the boot on. Because I walk, I have a field pass, and I couldn't really go climb around up the stands, right? Because the general public doesn't. Sometimes there's invites somehow, I don't know. But so they're all just looking at you. And they all see, even people who don't know me know I'm the guy who had that boot on. And so I was like, hey, man, what's up with your foot? I saw you had a boot on. Like, oh, no, maybe in here. I don't have a boot anymore. I stopped wearing boots.
Yeah, maybe you didn't hear.
Now I was walking with a with a pretty sweet limp. And I didn't wear a boot all day. And I woke up and felt the pain. And I'm like, well, I can't take Molly Percocet because if I take Percocet, I may start to throw up again. So I guess Percocet's out too. So I guess I'll just be taking this giant thing of Aleve.
What did Bill O'Brien say about your unfortunate incident?
Oh, he didn't see me with the thing.
I don't really care what you say.
He didn't see me with the boot on.
He didn't see it?
So, and here's the thing. I got to bring the boot back. Like, I paid for it, so now I got to bring the boot back because I got to wear it. I'll wear it in front of you guys. But now I got to wear it on the freaking, or they'll make me check it in. So I got to wear the boot. So I might as well just get on the plane early. Like, can we have everybody who needs assistance, has children or needs assistance, or has a freaking boot on their foot, please come up and board first? And I'm just going to limp my ass over there and get in early.
Oh, that's the best way. No, Sean Salisbury, I think he carries a sling around with him when
so
he flies.
Smart. So when my wife ran the Chicago Marathon,
she
was like, she was pretty dead. And they saw she was wearing her medal, and the guy goes, oh, you ran a marathon? He said, yeah. And she was kind of limping around. He goes, I'm going to take you in a cart. You don't need to be walking around. So she put her in like a little wheelchair thing and put the bags on. She goes, here, follow me. We got straight through the security line. Like, it was the best thing ever. And I said, you need to work a limp into every trip out of town.
Just bring that medal around with you.
Oh, I'm bringing
a marathon.
Boot
I just
everything.
Ran a marathon. But, ma'am, there was no marathon. Yeah, no, you didn't
hear
about
it. I got this. You see this?
You didn't hear you about the marathon?
Boot is becoming a fixture.
Oh, yeah. No. You keep the boot. There's no question about that.
Yeah, this boot's becoming a fixture to get through security lines.
Are you excited about Tiger playing today?
No, I don't care. I stopped being excited about Tiger about 6 years ago, and I realized Tiger's dead.
Tiger's dead
to me now.
Tiger
is
back.
He's not back.
No, Tiger is back.
The only thing Tiger's
makes
back
the cut
is
or doesn't
hurt.
Make the cut? Dell?
Doesn't.
You guys are so stupid. Tiger is.
Are we?
Yeah. No, Tiger.
Are we stupid? Going against
only,
Tiger now?
You guys not only don't know
we got
Tiger,
a decade of W's, John.
But you know what? That you officially can't ever talk about golf again.
Can I tell you?
Are you promising me that? That we don't have to talk about golf anymore?
Can I tell you my favorite story yesterday? A day after center Udoka Azubuike missed six straight free throws in a late in a loss to Oklahoma, One apparent fan took it upon himself to help the Jayhawks. According to the Lawrence Journal-World, University of Kansas police were called Wednesday to the dorm that houses the men's basketball team after a man kept showing up to offer free throw advice to the Jayhawks. The man was wearing a blue and red windbreaker and had already left. The Journal World reported police had no plans to file a criminal report. Azubuike was intentionally fouled four times in the final 4 minutes of the Jayhawks' loss. The seven-footer twice misfired in the front end of 1-1, then missed four straight free throws. Anyway, the fan kept going. The fan kept trying to say, "Let me help you with free throws. I'm really good." Yada yada yada, and that totally sounds like something would happen because how many people are in the stands, or how many Kansas fans are like, "I'm a better shooter than him. All he's got to do is start flipping his wrist. He just needs to finish higher. He just needs to finish higher. If I could just tell him to finish higher, I promise you, I could fix him."
That's like 10 of our friends would do
that. Yes, everybody does that.
Oh, look, and he doesn't. You see, he doesn't know how to shoot. He doesn't know. Look at his form on his passes. He can't. Listen, his bat is too low. He needs to. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, Jeff Bagwell's bat is too low. That's okay.
Yeah, but that happens in baseball all the time. No. Yes. I could absolutely fix Jeff Bagwell, I swear.
Yes. No. It absolutely does. Kim wants to get in here and talk to you about getting wheeled around in the airport. Hey, Kim.
Okay.
Hey, Lance.
Yeah.
Does that boot you got a little valve where you can pump it up with air and make it tighter or looser?
No, just Velcro straps.
Oh, man, because I went on a plane with one of those, and I had it pumped up, and then when we got up in the air, it started tightening up on my foot. I had to try and find the valve up in the storage and...
Oh, your foot was about to explode.
It was, man.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? My leg is going to swell up today.
Yep, it will.
Oh, crap.
You know, just listen, here's what you do. Eat about five Vicodin or whatever. What do you got? Percocet? Molly Percocet?
I'm way too afraid of Percocet.
No. Just eat those. It'll work out perfectly. Don't eat anything. And then eat some Percocets.
Maybe drink some more coffee.
Drink some more coffee and maybe a vodka tonic or five. And then fly. It'll be perfect.
And then watch my foot like explode through the shoe.
And?
I was trying to walk around today to go get my coffee without the boot. I'm like, man, I got to put the boot back on. This just hurts too much.
Dude. Man, have you told your wife and kids about this yet? Can they be prouder?
Yeah, she knows. She knows. She's proud of me.
She's
like, I can't believe this. You're the fourth one because my daughter broke her arm. My son broke his arm.
Why, how did Maddie break her arm?
She was just goofing around at the pool, fell down and hurt it. Oh. She goes, I think I hurt my arm. But she's so tough, she just kept saying, I think it's hurt. But then she goes, yeah, because look, I can't do very many push-ups. And so she got and started doing push-ups on a broken arm. She said, see, I can only do like four. Like, it must be,
It must be
she's
broke.
She's doing her push-ups. Like, yeah, it must be broke if you're going to do four, because that's weak.
So I think this is awesome. There's another story here about a skier. He's doing a downhill slalom, a giant slalom or whatever. And it's in slalom in Schladming.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that is. That's probably Sweden or I don't know. But anyway, the Norwegian skier is going down and he's trying to beat out the local favorite. So what the fans were doing while the Norwegian was coming down and the giant slalom, throwing snowballs at him and hitting him. It is really, really an awesome idea if you want to know the truth. This is awesome. He was so pissed when he got to the bottom of the hill that they were flinging snowballs at him. How this wasn't a thing before, I have no idea.
Japanese game show is all this is, just on snow.
Oh, yeah, or it's the Winter Olympics in Philadelphia.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Now, let me tell you, I'll be honest. I don't really care about the Winter Olympics anymore. Ever since I got past the age of about 13, I stopped caring about Winter Olympics. But I would watch, if I know that there's potentially something like snowball people firing down stuff on and really anybody, you know, the guys doing the ski jumps, the long ski jumps, if all of a sudden people just treat that like human skeet shooting with snowballs,
yes.
I would watch that.
Oh, no. Honestly,
I'm part
would
of the
that
problem,
not
I
pick
mean.
Up rating? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the dumbing down of America, I mean, I like to sit on my little throne of righteousness and, like, condemn others. But I would be the one paying for fights between Eagles and New England fans. Like, it's on pay-per-view for $19.95. I'm like, yeah, give me the closed-circuit TV. I want to watch all the channels so I can see all the different street fights. Like, I am that guy. I that's the whore-like nature of my existence. I could, you people with your dumb sports and you're making us talk about Johnny Manziel and Tim Tebow. What? People are throwing snowballs at the biathletes? Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
What's that package cost? Oh, I'm in.
In. Yeah, no question. In.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll watch that dumb stuff. I'll absolutely do that.
So Raheel's running late. I mean, Raheel doesn't even have a boot. He hasn't had any Molly Percocet today.
No boots.
And he still can't get to work on time. I mean,
boots.
I can see you know, having to leave. I mean, you're first of all, you can't walk. You can't
Yesterday
walk past the
horrific.
Curb without.
I could hear the show. I just literally flung my headphones off, and I'm listening to the show accidentally as I'm laying there trying so. I hate to throw up. I hate it, and I'm trying so hard not to throw up. And then I hear Raheel yapping, and that's why I say, "Stop talking about me, Raheel."
That's what it sounded like.
That is.
Well, Raheel, today we're going to yap about him because he's, I'm running late. How can you not get to work on, he starts at 9 o'clock. How in the world, how can you not get to work on time?
And he's up early enough to tell me when sometimes the stream is down. So I don't know what the disconnect is. Like before the show starts, he can tell me, oh, by the way, the stream's down. Oh, I'll go in there and turn it on.
Apparently, to dress baby Trickster, it's like dressing the queen. Or something, he's got to put a corset on or what?
There are protocols.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, put a sweatshirt on a kid and get her off to school.
Should
all
be easy.
Let's talk.
When we come back, I want to tell you about some, you know those next-gen stats that you see and the pretty cool speed and all that? So my buddy is one of the big wigs over there now in terms of on the data collection side. I got to see some stuff there. I want to tell you about it because I think football is about to get really, really interesting with some of the stuff that they're coming up with. And I'll give you a sneak peek at what you can start to expect to see because they got some new quarterback stuff they're going to be doing as well.
Oh.
Deshaun's going to be a big part of it.
Good. Well, there's that. And I'd like to tell everybody about a Moroccan cleric that says that vaginas decode sperm.
Okay.
But
two different things.
Those are different. So we'll try to do both next right here on ESPN 97.5. I want to tell you right now, though, about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf is, I don't know, he's sifting through hundreds of VINs a day. And here's the deal is, I would imagine if you're doing that many, you know, sometimes you're just going to go, oh, here's a price. And, oh, by the way, that price can be maybe off a little. Especially when he's getting back to you, you tell him what your car is, your make and car, you give the VIN, you show him a picture of it, and minutes later, you got yourself a bid. You don't think you can make some mistakes? But if it's low, if he makes a mistake low, no, sorry. And if he can't, if he says, I can't beat CarMax's offer, then he gives you $100. So you got nothing to lose on that deal. Why don't you just find out? You don't have to accept his offer, whatever that is. You don't have to accept it. What you have to do, though, is find out how much do you think I can get for that car, as opposed to just going to the dealership and saying, they'll say, oh, well, we'll give you this for it. Okay. All right. Well, and if you do want to trade in your car at the dealership, John Clay Wolf will still give you the money and work through that dealer. Okay. So you have nothing to lose by going to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:51, ESPN 97.5. Okay, so your story first or my story first?
I think, let me just get mine out of the way.
Okay.
Because it's not really, it's okay. No, let's hear about your clerics and your vajayjays and all your other
stuff. Well, it's apparently this Moroccan, and who's to argue? He says he's a Moroccan cleric.
Okay.
And he says when a woman has sex for the first time, her vajayjay decodes her husband's sperm. So when she engages in another with another man who is not her husband, her vajayjay gets confused because it now has to decode that other man's stuff. So it's confusing. So this is now... First of all, I know that those are undefeated. I didn't know they were that smart, though.
Yeah, well, now you know there's powers involved.
It's unbelievable how smart they are.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Genetic decoding. Well, who knew?
That's why they're undefeated. They're smarter than Bill Belichick.
I didn't realize he got artificial intelligence going on.
Yep.
Got a whole AI thing. Speaking of that kind of technology, there's another technology called zebra technology.
Oh.
It actually involves machines and cameras and not that. So we've seen the zebra stuff, right? It's where you can track player speed, how fast they're running. It's pretty cool where every week they take a look at a guy's speed. And they've got it out here. The players are wearing stuff that's helping them track their speeds. For Zebra, they're doing that at Senior Bowl. And I got to go in there and see some of the data they have. It's pretty cool. You know, you got your accelerations. And one guy who is clearly not fast, he gets run by. He's a cornerback, MJ Stewart from North Carolina, who Dell will know from ACC lore. He's a good player. He's a really good player. He's just not fast. So guys can get over the top of him and beat him down the field. But his miles per hour were like 21.63, which is one of the fastest that they had yesterday. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. They said, well, was he getting burned? I said, yeah. He goes, okay, that's his catch-up speed. That's when he was, like, in panic mode, and that's the fastest he reached while he was trying to catch up with somebody, which actually is – it's weird because when guys play one-on-one, like, what it tells you is you can run faster. There is a fastest gear that mm-hmm. a lot of players never hit unless they're in panic mode. And they're able to access a faster speed when they're in panic mode. If something's chasing you, if you're chasing after somebody because you just got burned and you're about to drop from the you know third round into the fifth round, you know stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's not all. They now have worked with Wilson Football, and so they've got tight. They've got spiral. They've got spin rotations like baseball has the rotations on the baseball that shows how tight the rotation is. To kind of measures breaking pitches. Footballs now have rotation where you can find out how tight a spiral is. You can find out how fast all these guys are throwing with the chip in a football. What the, you know, angle velocity is. Now, Josh Allen, this is interesting. Josh Allen's velocity never hit more than 53 miles an hour yesterday, which is crazy. That would have made him next to last in terms of velocity. So what it tells you is he knows he can throw rockets. Like, that guy's going to hit it over 60 miles an hour. He can throw an absolute laser. But he was trying to take something off the ball because remember the day before we were spraying it all over the place? His velocity was even slower yesterday because he was clearly trying to aim the ball and take something off his throws. So that was kind of interesting. But they've got deceleration, like how fast a guy can decelerate, which will tell you how quick a wide receiver can get into his breaks. Cornerbacks acceleration, deceleration. They got all this new stuff that they're bringing out. And then I thought this was interesting. There might be a story out there that the league, that they can potentially measure impact of collisions and strength of collisions. And maybe there are people out there who go, we don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
We let's not try to make a big deal about this, because we all know football is a hard-hitting sport. Let's not try to put some numbers on it. Okay, boys?
Yeah. That is something that will scare a lot of people. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't – I've always believed that people don't want to see how the sausage is made in football.
No.
They really don't. They don't want to know the bounty gate. Like, oh, my God, their guys are trying to hurt each other. Yep, there are. I'm sorry. Was this a new thing, or what are we doing here? Are we acting like we didn't know this, or what are we doing?
Yeah. You know, this is just catching up, if you want, isn't it, to baseball?
Yeah, baseball's way well ahead of it.
Baseball is.
But football's been there. Like, basketball had it. So stats had sport view cameras, John. And basketball, Mark Cuban, you know, the NBA put him in all the arenas. And that's what Daryl Morey and those guys, they all use sport view, which is 3D cameras, and they can measure all that stuff. Baseball added StatCast, which measures all that stuff. And here's football, and they've had the technology, but the NFL didn't want to use SportView, which had the technology, and they were offering up. They captured all 2012, the Green Bay Packers. They were in Green Bay, and they captured it all. And the NFL said, nah, we don't want to use this because it's a competitive advantage. If NFL teams like Jerry Jones and those guys, they get this, but the Cincinnati Bengals won't spend money on it, it's a competitive disadvantage. So they couldn't do it. They wouldn't allow it because certain teams they knew wouldn't spend the money for it, so it became a competitive disadvantage, so they couldn't allow it in the league. Now that they've partnered with Zebra, this technology is available, but not in mass. Like, the teams get their own technology, they don't get the technology of other teams. Like, they don't get to find out who's running what speeds on other teams. They don't get that.
Right. Look who got here. Minutes before. Okay, yeah. All right, Crate. Okay, way to walk in. Yeah, way to get here right on time. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what you do. Show prep. Nice show prep you got going on. Okay. All right, how's Baby Trickster's hair? All good today? Okay.
Let's go to break.
Time to talk about Trailer Will and Frame right now. We will pick up 94.1 is going to be joining us in just a second right here on ESPN 97.5. But Trailer Will and Frame is with us right now. Trailer Will and Frame is where we're going to be on Friday. Well, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday, I think. So that's where we'll be, 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit. Come see us. Rachel's going to be there with all the Rudies. We're going to have St. Arnold's beer out there. We're just going to have great, great, great stuff out there. We want you to get there, and we want you to hang out, get your trailer done, get your pickup done. What I need you to do is get over there and make sure that you don't get any of your pickup stuff at your dealership, because you're going to spend more. You really are. You're going to spend more money than you have to. What you need to do is get to 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit, and look at their grill carts, look at their toolboxes, look at their bed liners, get it done there and spend a lot less money. If you think that you're going to get the same deal at a dealership that you'll get a Trailer Will and Frame, well, I can't do anything for you. What I need you to do is come on over and see us on Friday. That's tomorrow at 8222 I-45 North. That's the Canino exit. It's Trailer Will and Frame.
Just find your Jeff Warren.
ESPN 97.5.